This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas Eve edition of the program. We invite you to join us here. If you'd like, you can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind, although the topics tonight have been pretty holiday related. We talked about one pastor who decided he was going to go ruin some kids' Christmas by exposing them to the information that Santa Claus is not real, as he shouted at them as they waited in line to go and meet Santa Claus in their local mall in Amarillo, Texas. So, we talked about that story. You're welcome to comment on that or anything that happens to be on your mind. We just barely scratched the surface of an interesting survey by public policy polling that, Daryl, you brought in tonight.
Yes.
About Americans and their opinions on Christmassy-related stuff.
Not just
whether they
Christmas.
Believe in Santa Claus.
But a bunch of holidays, actually.
So we'll get into deeper into that here. But two, your phone calls and thoughts first, where Mike is in Ohio watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Ian. And I'm a little behind on YouTube. I started it late, so I'm up to date. While I was waiting on the phone line, I was reminded of the government tyranny as I heard that some representatives from Vermont and Idaho are trying to get the Food Administration to label any milk that actually doesn't come from a cow with a special annotation, not to call it milk. So like almond milk, things of this nature. And if you've actually studied that, you see that like the milk made here in America, how they do it is actually pretty unhealthy. That like almond milk's actually a lot better for you. Even raw milk is better than kind of what it's made here. The protein in the milk and also how they pasteurize it, that it's really not that great for you. But yet, you know, the government feels that they have to, you know, control everything. But in regards to that guy that stood up earlier at that place and did that,
the pastor
anybody,
at the
yeah,
mall.
Okay. Yes. And I'm from the South originally, and I think you guys are. But anybody that kind of was raised in a very traditional, conservative kind of Christian upbringing, that's a very realistic worldview a lot of those folks share. And now you could argue that Santa Claus and kind of what his ideology is are both kind of alike, and they're both kind of fairy tale-ish and all that kind of stuff. But the thing about it is, underlying in all that, I think, is like this weird thing to kind of control people. It's like you're not living your life the way I want you to, so I want you to understand my beliefs or thoughts. And
hold on, just to clarify, are you saying Santa Claus is a way to control people?
No, I'm sorry for not communicating effectively. The mentality behind someone to want to stand up and say something like that is...
He's talking about the preacher that went into the mall.
So the preacher, that kind of mindset is a real thing, and it's not maybe as much anymore. But anybody that grew up down south, and there's a lot of like probably good things that come from the Christian church too, but that kind of mindset is kind of rooted in those folks, like you said, in Amarillo, Texas. And
what is the mindset that's rooted? I'm not clear on what you're saying.
It's this weird control thing that like...
Let me see if I can reword what you're saying and tell me if I'm understanding correctly, and hopefully Ian understands what you're trying to say. The guy that walked into the mall and started telling everybody, you're living your life wrong by telling your kids that there's a Santa, that guy would probably be completely okay if the government were enforcing his beliefs on other people.
Yes, and the whole, you know, God thing is almost a way to be subservient to something, to have control over something. You're controlling kind of the manner in which society is organized. And like I said, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that way. But when I hear stuff like that, because I'm not religious anymore, it reminds me so much of my upbringing. And like I said, it's not like it's all bad. It's not like 100% bad. Like there's good people, but it's just it's fixing that. And I actually
sure.
am from the South, and I grew up in that, and I just feel it. You know, I can feel that in that. And
well, there's no doubt that, I mean, a lot of the history of organized religion is men who want to control other people. I mean, that's ultimately where a lot of this stuff really stems from. So I think you're right about that. Although I don't know if it's anything that's specific to the South. I mean, when I first saw this video, I actually thought it was Pastor Dave Berman who was in the video, and that is somebody that we've had some experience with up here in Keene, New Hampshire, who got out into the streets and got up into the faces of some of the Robin Hooders here, people who were heroically saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. This guy took it as his personal mission to run interference against the Robin Hooders and was quite rude and very intimidating, you know, literally getting up and a lot of times those of us who are activists and who use cameras for activism and holding government bureaucrats accountable get accused of shoving a camera in someone's face, even though we've never done that I've ever seen. This guy literally was up in the faces of the people who were holding cameras in the streets. So I looked at this dude. They look like they might be related, this Pastor Dave. They're both named Dave, and one of them's from the South in Texas. The other one's from the North. So I don't think the desire to control other human beings through religious processes is exclusive to the South.
No, you're right about that, and obviously it's around the globe. But when you kind of get away from that and you kind of reform yourself, you have to almost de-brainwash from what you're taught growing up, and
sure.
it doesn't mean you have to be crazy or do any sort of weird anything. It just means that. That sort of scarcity mindset that there's something to be paranoid, there's always something to be feared, there's always something that shouldn't happen, doesn't really tap into our best self. And I think religion plays a part in that scarcity mindset. And again, it doesn't play all of it, and it's up to the individual. But anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the thoughts tonight. Thanks for sharing them with us. Let's continue here. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and not Daryl because he doesn't want to listen to your calls. Go ahead, James.
Like the so-called pastor you started off the show with, Daryl P.U. Perry, is not a minister.
There's no point in talking about Daryl. He can't hear you. So go ahead with some other point.
You brought him up.
I'm just letting you know.
The point that he's not a minister. Love is not his way. Smearing people is, because, again, he's not a minister.
Well, I got to disagree with you there. Thanks for the call tonight. I've absolutely seen that Daryl is a minister, and he is a very loving person who cares about other people and freedom and peace. So let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You, of course, can bring up anything that you want, whether it's the pastor outing Santa Claus to a group of children, or more on this survey that or the poll from Public Policy Polling that you've been sharing. Let's move to a different question in that poll.
Right. So we did not get to how many people think that Donald Trump is on the nice list.
Okay.
Versus the naughty list. Remember, 70% of those surveyed said that they believe that they personally are on the nice list. Only 35% think that the Donald is, and 47% think that he's on the naughty list.
Okay.
And what about the whole Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays?
Yeah, this one I want to hear. What's the
Trump
question?
Trump voters get a whole lot more worked up about that than Clinton voters. Only 5% of those that voted for Hillary say that they are personally offended by the phrase Merry Christmas, compared to 19% who say that they're offended by Happy Holidays.
Okay, so hold on. So 19% of Hillary voters? No.
Donald voters.
19% of Donald Trump voters offended by the term Happy Holidays.
Yes.
5% offended by Merry Christmas.
5% of Hillary voters are offended by Merry
That's
Christmas.
That's why I was confused.
Let me jump in, because they do break this down completely. 14% of Hillary voters prefer Happy Holidays. 23% prefer Merry Christmas.
Of Hillary voters.
Of Hillary voters.
Okay.
4% of Trump voters prefer Happy Holidays. 69% prefer Merry Christmas. 7% of Hillary voters are offended by the term Happy Holidays. 5% are offended by the term Merry Christmas.
Are you offended by either one of those terms? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if you are offended, then why? 855-450-3733.
Is there a war on Christmas?
Indeed, and that's a good question. We'll get to that coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're here on Christmas Eve. That's right. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. You can join us via our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Perhaps it is on your list of New Year's resolutions to finally start a website for yourself. Maybe you're one of our radio affiliates that doesn't have a website. Actually, I think all of our stations have websites. But there's a surprising number of radio stations out there that don't have a website yet. If you've been waiting, if you've been on the fence, maybe you're just not sure about the technical aspects of it, because it can be a little intimidating. The folks over at HostGator make it easy. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. Not only will you save 50% off of their regular hosting prices, but you'll also learn that how great of a host that they are. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating as rated by Web Hosting Stuff, as well as 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Ian and Daryl, continuing with your calls and thoughts here. More from the very interesting poll so far. We'll talk about the so-called war on Christmas.
Yes.
Is there a question about that, too, coming
up? There is. Okay. There are actually two questions about the supposed war on Christmas.
Yeah, we'll get into that here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Joseph in Mobile, listening to WAVH-FM. Hey, Joseph.
How you doing?
Welcome, and Merry Christmas. Go ahead. Or Happy Holidays. Don't want to offend. But apparently that offends. Apparently either one of them is going to offend somebody. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think what it is that the guy that's doing that in that mall, he may be led of the Lord to do that, you know, but at the same time, the Lord leads you to do certain things. Sometimes, you know, you're not going to get a lot of applause from different people, but the main thing I find is don't ever lose your sense of humor when you're called to do something, you know, because some kids really, I'd run into kids, I'm a chaplain, so a lot of kids get upset with their parents, you know, as they get older, realize, well, you know, I can't trust my parents because they told me a lie about Santa Claus. What else have they lied to me about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. And it's, you know, maybe that's why he's there. Maybe he's one kid that, you know, that keeps him from going off the deep end or something like that. Realize his parents are just, you know, just doing what they thought was the best thing for the kid.
Yeah, I mean, as far as his sense of humor is concerned, he certainly doesn't have much of one in this video that we played earlier in the show. And I think you weren't suggesting that he did. You were suggesting that you shouldn't lose your sense of humor. And maybe if he had actually had a sense of humor, you wouldn't have been so shrill with people and just, you know, so off-putting.
Yeah, because they tell you, you know, you can attract more bees with honey than you can with lemon. You know, and if he does it like that, he's in the right spirit. And there will be people that receive him without a lot of, you know, anger and a lot of, you know, stuff like that. You know, because there's a lot of ways to do something to get your point across.
Yeah, although I don't know if there's, you know, even if you were trying to be funny about trying to tell kids that there is no Santa, you're still trying to, you know, pee in the Cheerios, so to speak, here. You're ruining their these kids' Christmas, basically. You're destroying the belief system that they've had. It's iconoclasm of the lowest order.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, sometimes, like I said, as a chaplain, I run into different people that I talk about their past, and, you know, that, you know, end up drug addicted or whatever the case may be, and they don't trust their parents, they don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it starts, some of them will tell you, it starts with, well, they lied to me about Santa Claus, so what else would have they lied to me about?
That,
you know,
actually
so
is what people have said? Wow. I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you'd be shocked. I mean, it's funny because even when I'm interviewing people, I've learned, you know, God has taught me, keep your sense of humor. I'm laughing to myself inside. I never laugh at them, but I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, this is very interesting, you know. But afterwards, I don't laugh at them, but I laugh to myself. I'm becoming depressed by what they're saying and, you know, and where their life has gone, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'll laugh at inappropriate things sort of sometimes out loud, but frequently inside because it's just so ridiculous and sad at the same time. Joseph, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
No, other than I'd share this. Anytime you're called to do something, the number one thing is a weapon against depression, against anger, against all those kind of things, is your sense of humor. Don't ever lose that. If you have to lose that to do something, don't do it.
Good advice. Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
So,
all right, where are we at here?
War on Christmas.
Oh, they trot this out every year, some of these persecuted Christians
who are acting like they're somehow in the minority, which is ridiculous.
34. Does, and again, we didn't actually go over what the favorability rating of Christmas is. 91% of respondents have a favorable opinion of Christmas.
Okay.
So despite having a 91% favorability rating, right, 34% of Americans believe that there is a war on Christmas, I'm guessing because Starbucks doesn't say Jesus on their cup.
It's ridiculous. Look, these people, I mean, I'm not going to claim to know what war is. Thank goodness I've never had that experience. But if you're not being shot at or bombs are blowing up, it's not a war, people. This is not a war on Christmas. It's not a war on drugs either.
People are getting shot at on the war on drugs.
Well, that's true, but I guess the point I would make about the war on drugs is it's not two-sided. So, like, there's not actually a war over drugs. I guess it is a war on drugs.
Yes.
But, you know, like, if the cartels wanted to fight back in this war, it would get a lot bloodier than it actually is. As far as the war on Christmas is concerned, somebody not putting a picture of Jesus on their Starbucks cup or in their holiday advertising campaign is not a war on Christmas. It's just trying to appeal to different interest groups. And that's why Happy Holidays is a thing with some businesses.
There's a bunch of holidays that happen in December.
There are. And, of course, you know, some of the more noteworthy ones would be the Jewish holidays.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
There's, a bunch of them, right?
There's also Yule and Solstice and Saturnalia.
Sure. Yeah. So why not just encompass all of them at once and say Happy Holidays? I don't have any problem with it. I found myself becoming more comfortable with Merry Christmas over the years because I was an atheist for a while and, you know, was pushing back against Christianity at that time, and I don't think I was offended by it, but I would have been more likely to say Happy Holidays than Merry Christmas. But now I don't care. It just, you know, I'll say one or the other, or if somebody says something to me first, then I'll just return it with whatever they
return
said.
Return the greeting.
Yeah.
51% of respondents said that there is not a war on Christmas. And that's down. The number of Americans that think that there is a war is down from 3 years ago, the last time public policy polling asked that question, when 41% said that there was a war on Christmas. Trump voters, however, overwhelmingly believe that there is one. 60% of people that voted for Trump say that they think there is a war on Christmas. 25% say that there is not. In fact, almost one in four voters for Donald Trump say that the war on Christmas concerns them more than a potential war with China. You heard that right.
Well, I mean, there isn't really that much of a potential for a war with China, right?
But whether or not, you know, there's much potential, an actual war with bombs and shooting and people dying should be more concerning than a mythical war on... The Starbucks didn't put Jesus on my coffee cup.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. You can join us here. If you're one of those who believes there is a war on Christmas, please call and explain to us why you think that. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Christmas Eve edition of the program. You can join us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. The us includes me, Ian.
And me, Daryl.
We've got Skype. For those of you who want to sound better than the average caller, just call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. We are there for you. And, of course, you can call in toll-free as well, 855-450-FREE. It's not too late to get some ugly Christmas sweaters for next year. Go ahead and get 20% off over at tipsyelves.com. Our code still good over at tipsyelves.com. Use code FTL at the checkout. You'll save 20% site-wide. Or maybe you want one of their collegiate designs. Because, I don't know, there's probably some bowl season stuff happening in college sports.
Yes, there is.
Right, so college sports, you like that stuff? You got logos and all kinds of neat products over at tipsyelves.com. Now, they're known for their ugly Christmas sweaters, and they have some ridiculous, outrageous, and hilarious Christmas sweaters, which you can go and get at 20% off with code FTL. But they also have interactive sweaters like beer pong and cornhole for men and women, plus Christmas suits for men. Women, you also get the choice of holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. There's even pet products over at tipsyelves.com, an ugly pet sweater. How about that? Tipsyelves.com. You go there and load up your shopping cart. When you're ready to check out, use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll save 20% site-wide. Now, Tipsy Elves sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. If I'm getting cold, I'm throwing that Tipsy Elves sweater on because it keeps me warm, and I like it. It looks ridiculous, though, but that's kind of part of the fun. So, tipsyelves.com, code FTL, at checkout. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Is there a war on Christmas? Apparently, Trump supporters, in a poll conducted by Public Policy Polling, what was it, 60%?
60%
of Trump supporters
said that there is a war on Christmas. And 24% of people that voted for Donald Trump say that that concerns them more than a possible war with China.
Who is conducting this war on Christmas? Who are the parties that are involved in
Starbucks.
The war?
It's all Starbucks.
Well, I want to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Charlie. He's listening in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just wanted to throw an idea out to your audience. I don't think there's a war on Christmas. I think Christmas declared a war on us.
What does that mean?
I'm just really tired of people telling me I have to do something in a particular way because of the season or, but it's Christmas or something like that. I'm going to donate to who I choose to donate to, whatever time of the year it is. Or, I'm not going to turn my back on somebody that's homeless just because it's the 4th of July. I think the line from Dickens in the Christmas Carol was something to the effect of Scrooge said, I will honor Christmas in my heart, try to keep it all the year.
Mm.
Don't put Christmas in my face. And by the way, I'm a relatively devout Christian. But that's my belief. But no reason.
Yeah, I think that you kind of make an interesting point, and that is that people seem to think that this is the only time of year where charity is, matters,
right,
or that they should bother with. And I think that it's you're making a really good point that it's all year long where people need help. It's all year long where generosity is appreciated.
Now, I will say one thing about Christmas, and I don't necessarily celebrate Christmas. So, there's no tree that I bought or anything, but I do like the idea of it's acceptable to give gifts to people around this time of year. Whereas, if just randomly one day in July you walked up to somebody with a wrapped box and was like, here, I got you a gift, they'd be like, what kind of crazy person are you? But you give somebody a wrapped gift in December and they're like, oh, you got me a Christmas present. Thank you.
Yeah, they're less likely to call in the bomb squad in
right.
December, I guess.
Yep, no, very true. And my favorite Christmas of all time is when I was a much younger man and a number of relatively poor friends and myself spent a long time at a department store shopping in the toy department trying to find just the right toys for Todd's gift. But I enjoy the spirit, but I don't want to be told to do something because it's this time.
Great point. Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, calling us from Washington, listening to KITZ out of Silverdale. Thank you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And thanks to all of our radio stations for airing Free Talk Live tonight. I know that, you could have gone with Christmas music, but you're here with us.
Or NFL football.
Oh, there's football on tonight?
There's football on tonight because tomorrow is Christmas Day, so there's a much lighter schedule. There's only three pro football games tomorrow.
Well, it's less
I know that because I play fantasy football.
Yeah, it's less likely that any of our stations would be airing football if they weren't the NFL affiliate in town. So it's not like they had to choose on that one.
Right.
Let's go to Tony in New Mexico. He's listening on Kiva, where we're live tonight. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Welcome, sir.
I just want to say it's not a specifically a war on Christmas so much as just the whole politically correct culture becoming sort of out of control. And I think that's where most of these people are getting it. And, the 25% of Trump supporters who say they are worried about this than a war with China are, come on. I mean, 25% of America are idiots. So any 25% of any party is really going to be sort of irrational in their thinking, I would say.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and I think it was not too long ago, 30-some-odd percent of Republicans were supporting bombing Agrabah, which you may recall.
The fictional city from Aladdin.
The fictional city from Aladdin, yes.
Yeah, so Tony, tell me a little bit more, though, about what you were saying about, it's not so much a war on Christmas as it was, you said, the kind of the
PC culture,
correct,
run amok.
Yeah, I mean, what do you give me as an example of the PC culture in relation to Christmas that would cause people to say that there's a war on Christmas?
Well, anybody who's uncomfortable with hearing the word Merry Christmas probably fall within this category. I mean, sure, not everybody, celebrates Christmas, but I mean, a huge percentage of Americans do. And I don't think people who say Merry Christmas are being, you know, especially insensitive to people who celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or anything.
Yeah, no,
else.
I don't think they are either. I don't think they are. But at the same time, there are apparently people who are also offended by Happy Holidays. So
yes.
Some people say Happy Holidays because they don't want to offend others. But then they end up offending people who don't like hearing Happy Holidays.
Right, and it's actually more people that are offended by Happy Holidays than are offended by Merry Christmas. 13% to 3%.
Now, are we talking about just Trump supporters or all Americans?
Across the board.
Okay, okay.
13% of Americans responded that they are personally offended by the phrase Happy Holidays, whereas only 3% said...
I don't know.
There might be some atheists that were
reacting to the politically correct culture.
There might be some atheists. And they do not ask religious persuasion.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, presumably, you know, there could be people who are Christians who are offended by Happy Holidays because it doesn't indicate Christianity specifically, and they want their religion to be more prominent than others. And you
right.
could be right. There could be some atheists in there who are just, you know, upset that anyone would celebrate a holy day,
right.
and so they're offended as well.
So let's look here at the favorability number. And I glossed over these briefly. Christmas has a 91% favorable rating, 5%
okay.
unfavorable. Hanukkah has the same unfavorable rating of 5%, mm-hmm. but only 75% have a favorable opinion of that holiday. Kwanzaa has an 18% unfavorable rating. 47% find that favorable. So if we look at this and see, okay, there's 5% of people that have an unfavorable opinion of Christmas, but only 3% are offended by the term Merry Christmas. There's 2% of people that don't like Christmas that don't care if you say Merry Christmas.
Tony, anything else you want to share with us tonight? Go ahead.
I'm good, man.
Thanks.
Happy Merry Christmas and
we'll do.
Happy New Year.
Thanks
so let me
call.
Ask you this question real quick
okay.
before we drop you. If your grandmother got run over by a reindeer, what would you do with her presents?
Oh, I don't know. Probably put him in the casket with her. I have no idea.
Okay, well, 40% of Americans that were part of this survey said that they would actually open the presents. 30% would send them back, and the other 30% said they're not really sure what they'd do.
Thanks for the call, Tony. I appreciate hearing from you. What would you do? If you want to answer that question, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. On this live Christmas Eve edition of the show, we got one more segment coming up, but there's enough time for you if you want to join us now.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here. In the remaining moments, we got time for you. If you dial in right now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. The other talk show hosts in the syndicated talk radio business, they most of them want to charge you for their website. Well, we give you for free pretty much everything they're going to charge you for. We got the webcam. That's free. We got archives that go back for a decade. That's free. We got all kinds of stuff on the site. You can get interactive right there with the front page. You can submit content to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like it or not. It's a Reddit-based system, so, of course, that's free as well. You can go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to give something to Free Talk Live, besides your ears, besides your attention, besides sharing the show, you can give us $5 a month for the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can work on getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people all around the globe to the ideas of liberty, whether it be through hundreds of radio stations, our satellite channels that are international, or other methods, for instance, our online streams or podcast. It's the AMP program that really helps us propel Free Talk Live out there. So please join the AMP program and enjoy the perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group. Get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, Visa, any major credit card through PayPal, Visa and MasterCard right there over at amp.freetalklive.com, and also Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. More from the poll, Daryl. You said there's a couple other ridiculous questions that you wanted to share.
There are. So they asked the question, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of It's a Wonderful Life? And I've never actually seen the movie.
I know generally what it's about.
It's got Jimmy Stewart in it, and apparently, he wants to kill himself, but then he's got some kind of flashback thing, here's what life would be like without you, and then at the end he's like, I don't want to die.
Isn't it like a retread of A Christmas Story? It sounds awfully familiar. You know how
the Ghosts of Christmas Past.
You mean A Christmas Carol?
Oh, so, yeah, that's what it was.
A Christmas Story is the one where the kid, I want the BB gun. You're going to shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that movie. So, yeah, The Christmas Carol, the one with Scrooge in it, that one.
I don't think Jimmy Stewart is visited by three ghosts.
Sure.
I think he's just, you know, like, here's what life would be like without you.
But that's kind of the same thing, right? I mean, isn't it? It's kind of the same idea, at least. At least a third of the same idea.
Right. It's part of the same idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with it. I don't think I've seen it all the way through. It's so ubiquitous on television, you know. If you were growing up in the last three decades, you've probably come across it
right
at some point.
But apparently 73% of respondents have a favorable opinion. Only 5% don't like the movie, and 22% say that they aren't sure what they think.
All right.
But is Santa, and again, you know, they asked the people, is Santa real? And about 30% said yes.
Well, I still find that to be one of the most shocking statistics in the
whole survey.
They
then asked people, is Santa a Republican or a Democrat? What do you think people wound up saying?
Overall, all Americans?
It was 1,200 people that were surveyed.
But did they also break this question down by some voters and such? Okay.
I can tell you the breakdown,
yeah.
But I'll give you the overall numbers first.
That's a tough one, man. I guess they would say he's a Democrat because welfare.
28% responded that they believe he's a Democrat. 19% said that he's a Republican, and 53% said they're not sure.
They don't know. All right.
Now, let's break this down by party. 51% of people that voted for Hillary say that Santa's a Democrat.
Okay.
Only 4% say he's a Republican. 5% of people that voted for Donald say that Santa's a Democrat, whereas 36% say he's a Republican.
That's interesting.
The remainder say they're not sure. Now, for Jill Stein voters, 90% aren't sure. The other 10, they're pretty positive that Santa is a Democrat. And for Gary Johnson voters, 22%. Think he's a Democrat. 5% say he's a Republican. The rest aren't sure what he is.
I want to get Cindy on the line here. She's in Indiana watching us on the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, guys. Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is because this war on Christmas is ridiculous. You hear about it every year. I don't think there is a war on Christmas. And
all right.
This business about whether to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, I don't understand why people aren't just happy that you take the time to say anything nice to them at all.
Yeah.
There are probably some people that just want to be grouchy no matter what you do.
That's absolutely true. And the final thing I was going to say is that nobody has the right to go through life without being offended.
Yep, that's definitely true, especially in the United States where we have a purported freedom of speech. Inevitably, at some point, someone's going to say something you don't like.
Absolutely. Well, you guys have a great night.
Hey, thanks, Cindy, for your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, I mean, still would love to hear from somebody who thinks there is a war on Christmas, and maybe we can actually find one of these stories. Because, as she said, somebody's always talking about this.
Right.
But I don't run in those circles, so I don't see those headlines or whatever. Nobody's really sharing that with none of my friends on social media.
The only thing that I hear about is how Starbucks is, you know, firing the first shot in the war on Christmas this year.
Did that happen again this year?
Yes.
Okay, because I've heard it in the past, but I didn't know if they'd trotted
it
out
their
again.
Their cups this year were, like, green or something. Like, there was a snowflake on it, and that's not Christmas, so therefore war on Christmas.
They need to have a manger on their cups.
Or an elf or something. I don't know what people want them to put on the cups,
yeah.
But they're not happy that they're, you know, red or green.
Man, Starbucks cups have been so controversial in so many different ways, not just
the War on Christmas thing, but
it's
also
got the mermaid and something.
Or the quotes. Sometimes they'll have like quotes, influential quotes on there, and then people get all upset that they'll, you know, highlight a quote from this one person, but not this other person. And, you know, they're just constantly, everybody's got an opinion about some of the dumbest crap.
I honestly could not tell you what a Starbucks cup, what color it is.
No, I couldn't either.
Year round. Like, I know their logo is green, but I don't know if the cup is white
or if
it's green.
No, I think they change it. They change the cup to green during the Christmas season, or they'll change the coloring of the cups.
Right. I remember last year it was a red cup, and people were all upset because, you know, War on Christmas because it doesn't have Santa Claus or a Christmas tree or something. But I don't go. I'm not going to say I don't ever go to Starbucks, but, you know, like, I go so infrequently to where I have no clue.
According to the Chicago Tribune, apparently this year there are red cups at Starbucks. So maybe they were green on a previous year. Now they're red because you don't want to upset the people who love green and red in the city. You pick one, pick the other. Somebody's going to get upset, right? So we'll do green one year, do red the next year, and try to calm everybody's nerves.
Here's an idea. Just have red, green, and white cups all at the same time and just hand them out randomly to where, you know, no two people necessarily get the same color cup if they're behind line and one of the...
Or you could let people pick their favorite color of cup.
Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven does that before big elections.
Is that right?
To where they'll have, like, red cups and blue cups.
That's right, and then they vote for the...
They try to predict who's going to wind up winning the election.
Based on who buys however many cups.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting idea. So
maybe here's an idea for Starbucks. Have blue cups for Hanukkah and come up with a color cup for Kwanzaa and then a cup for Christmas and then let people vote for their favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's
and then
just frustrating.
Clear cups for people that are like, I don't really care, just give me the damn coffee.
Just don't spill it on me, okay? That's all I care about. So, anyway, we're still here, by the way, tomorrow night. So even though live Christmas Eve edition, it's been a great show, by the way. I appreciate everybody who's participated here this evening because, you know, there's no one else you can listen to. That's live on the radio, so I'm glad that you are here with us. And we're going to be live tomorrow night on Christmas Day. Thank you to Brad over at GCN, the generous individual who came in and donated his time tonight. We'll be sending him a thank you gift.
And also New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Correct. We're going to be live every day throughout the holidays, so we're here for you. If you want to share your thoughts with us on any topic, whatever, you can take control of the airwaves. Tomorrow night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, you can join us. Between now and then, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and yours.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.